You've tuned in to Breakthrough Radio, where we address how to create success playing the inner and outer games of business today. Coming to you live every Monday with Michelle Price and her Breakthrough team of experts. Welcome to Breakthrough Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. My name is Michelle Price and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where I totally get it. We don't have 4 feet of snow, but it is cold. We'll trade you for one day. How's that? Now let's hear from Don Cooper about what are the 4 fears that are preventing our sales success today. How are you doing today, Don?
I am good, Michelle. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I have to say, and everyone's going to get a big laugh out of this because I know how much I love winter. This is the one time I'm glad I'm not living up north this year. Those poor people are getting it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, tell me, what are the 4 fears that will prevent our sales success, and are they common ones?
They are extremely common. I do a lot of sales training. I speak at a lot of events. I do a lot of coaching and consulting. And nearly everybody that I talk with experiences one or more of these fears. And the big challenge is most people aren't even aware they have these fears. And that's really the first step to overcoming them, is figuring out what they are and becoming aware of them. The first is a fairly obvious one. People get this one pretty easily. It's the fear of rejection. Most of us have a fear of rejection, because rejection in and of itself is not pleasant. We don't like being told no. And very often we take that personally. We learn growing up that being told no is a bad thing, and so we try to avoid it. What that means is we often won't go out prospecting because we don't want prospects to tell us no, and we avoid closing because we don't want a prospect to tell us no when we ask for the sale. So being afraid of rejection will prevent us from doing a lot of sales activities that we really need to, just because we're afraid of hearing no. The second really common fear is the fear of being perceived as a salesperson. Often when I'm doing sales seminars or speeches, I'll do a word association game with the audience. I will shout a word, have them shout back the first word comes to their mind. And the word that I shout out is salesman. And the words that come out of the audience are always the same: slimy, sleazy, underhanded, manipulative, liar, pushy. This is how we tend to think of salespeople. We have been conditioned through the media and through our own personal experiences on occasion that that's what a salesperson is. And we don't want to be that. And because we're afraid of being perceived as sleazy or slimy or underhanded or pushy, we often don't make efforts in the sales process that we should. So we don't prospect. Again, we don't close. We don't follow up. We don't ask for referrals because we're afraid of being perceived as this slimy, smarmy, underhanded, rotten, evil, nasty salesperson. The third fear that trips a lot of people up is the fear of failure. We don't like failing. We learn as a kid that failure means punishment. If you fail a test, you lose privileges, you get stock allowance, you get a spanking, whatever. But we learn early on that failing is bad. And so we don't like to fail in our adult lives. And the easiest way not to fail is to not try. And again, if subconsciously we're afraid of failure, we will not prospect. We will not close. We will not engage in all kinds of different sales activities because as long as we don't try, we can't fail. It's safe. And the fourth fear is exactly the opposite of that. It's the fear of success. I am astounded how many people have a really strong and completely unconscious fear of success. In part, we've been conditioned to think success is a bad thing. We've got governments and churches and teachers and parents and often friends telling us, in some cases subtly, in some cases very overtly, that being successful is a terrible thing. Rich people are often reviled. There are phrases throughout our language, money is the root of all evil, filthy rich, that convince us that money is bad, success is bad. In movies and TV shows, villains are frequently business people. In The Simpsons, the most successful person in town is also the most evil, Mr. Burns. So throughout novels and movies and television shows, we are taught that being successful, being wealthy, is a terrible thing. We're often told that being poor is more noble because good people are poor, bad people are rich. We get this idea in our head, again, totally unconsciously, that if we're successful, we're going to become evil. I did a seminar recently, and I was discussing this with the audience, and people were saying, well, you know, money can turn people bad, and if I'm too successful, then I won't have time for my kids or my family. And these are fears that we have, often not aware of them. But if you believe that being successful means you're going to become a bad person, if you believe that becoming successful means you won't have time for friends and family and other things that are important to you, you will sabotage all of your sales efforts to make sure you don't become successful. So these are the four fears. The fear of rejection, the fear of being perceived as a salesperson, the fear of failure, and the fear of success. All four of these will prevent you from being effective at sales. And again, not on a conscious level, but totally subconsciously. So how do you deal with these fears? Well, the first is to become aware of them. Hopefully you've seen yourself in one or more of these fears, and you're thinking, okay, yeah, I can see how that might apply to me. The next thing is to learn more. So go out and get some books on these subjects. Go to some seminars. Whenever I do a sales seminar, I talk about these fears because it's important for the audience to understand what they are, whether they're impacted by them, and how to get through them. And what you might need to do is even go through some therapy. Find a counselor or a therapist, somebody that can work with you on these fears for more intensive personal work to find out where these fears came from in your life and figure out some specific tactics for overcoming them. Because until you overcome these four fears, you can't be successful at sales. When you realize what fears are holding you back, though, and you figure out where they came from, you can dismiss them, move past them, and then become as successful in sales as you want.